This is foresight. A program on how to worship Allah. Today's tip, what is the reality of ibadah, worship, in our ubudiyyah, servitude of Allah? So, dear listeners, one of the realities of ibadah is saying your prayers on time. This is a highly recommended act, and none other than Allah reminds us of this obligation, which we find in a hadith al-Qudsi. It says, "And when he, the worshipper, knows that it is time for prayers, and he does not pray, he is indeed careless about me, Allah." Also in Wasail al-Shia, volume number 3, page number 90, we find that the sixth divinely appointed Imam, Imam Ja'far as-Sadiq alayhi salam, is reported to have said, "Whoever performed the obligatory prayers at the beginning of their times and observed their restrictions, the angels would raise them white and pure and luminous into heaven." And he says that furthermore, the prayer would say to the performer, "May Allah preserve you as you preserved me, the prayer, and entrusted me to a generous angel." But whoever performed them after the appointed times with no excuse and did not observe their restrictions, the angels would raise them black and dark. The prayer would shout at the performer, "You have lost me. May Allah lose you, and may Allah not care for you as you did not care for me."
Dear listeners of the program Foresight, my name is Muhammad. Today, I'm going to read to you an excerpt from Munajatul Muridin, which means the whispered prayer of the devotees. Stay with me. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful, O God, I ask you to place me among those of them who have the fullest share from you, the highest station with you, the most plentiful portion of your love, and the most excellent allotment of your knowledge. For my aspiration has been cut off from everything but you, and my desire has turned toward you alone. You are my object, none other. To you alone belongs my walking and my sleeplessness. Meeting you is the gladness of my eye, joining you the wish of my soul. Toward you is my yearning, in love for you my passionate longing, and inclining toward you, my fervent craving. Your good pleasure is the aim I seek. Vision of you is my need. Your neighborhood, my request. Nearness to you, the utmost object of my asking. In whispered prayer to you, I find my repose and my ease.
Welcome back, dear listeners. Thanks for staying with us. Now, talking about the reality of prayer, prayer has several built-in properties that make the worshiper far better than even the angels and makes life worth living. Only when the true reality of prayer is understood, then one is awestruck by its daily performance. In explaining the true nature of prayer, Imam Ali al-Ridha alayhi salam, the 8th divinely appointed Imam, comments, "The reason for prayer is that it is the acknowledgement of the Lordship of Allah, and it is negating all kinds of partners and plurality for Him. Prayer is standing before the Omnipotent with humility, humbleness, and confession of sins, and begging forgiveness of the previous sins. Prayer is the placing of the face on dust and earth 5 times a day as a sign and recognition of the confession of Allah's greatness. Prayer is for remembering Allah and keeping away from arrogance and negligence. Prayer leads to humility, submission, and humbleness towards Allah, and the enthusiasm for the desire to materially and spiritually progress, both in this world and the hereafter. Moreover, prayer enables a person to constantly engage in remembering Allah, both day and night, so as not to forget one's Lord, Master, and Creator, since forgetting will cause rebellion. Man, while offering prayers, stays in the presence of his Lord and in the state of his remembrance, and this very condition constrains and stops him from sins and many other corruptions."
We invite you to listen to the English translation of a short speech by Ayatollah Mujtahidi Tehrani. Stay tuned.
یکی از عرخورای قدیم، لاتای قدیم، داشای قدیم اومد مسجد جمعه تهران رس سکو بود دم حوض نشست تو سکو آشار وحاب خراسانی دعا کامل میخون میگفت مردم توبه کنیم.
Once one of the hooligans of Tehran was passing by Jum'a Mosque where the Friday prayers are conducted. He stopped for a while and heard the voice of the late Aga Sheikh Wahab Khurasani, who was reciting Dua al-Kumail and inviting the audience to do repentance and go towards Allah. Now, Aga Sheikh Wahab Khurasani was one of the outstanding Shia ulama, scholars of Tehran, who nurtured many students. When hearing only the voice of Aga Sheikh Wahab, that hooligan went to the Imam Mosque and sat under its dome and said to Allah, O Allah, please forgive all my sins.
یه سر اومد رفت پا محمد آشقال وحاب نشست. آشقال وحاب اگه یادش میرفت یه حدیثی آیه این از پا منبر میگفت. نخونده ملا شو. توبه کرد. در اثر توبه
From that time on, he was one of the fixed and consistent listeners of the speeches of Agha Sheikh Wahab, and he reached a very high status, up to a level that sometimes when Agha Sheikh Wahab forgot a tradition or a verse of the Holy Quran, he would remind him of that. Now this is called Tawbah Nasuh, the repentance which is not broken again. In a true repentance, there is no return to committing sins, and this is what that hooligan did, and thus became a servant of Allah. He promised Allah not to commit a sin again, and Allah has given him divine knowledge. Therefore, sincere repentance will shorten the time spent for acquiring divine knowledge.
IRIB English Radio. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back, dear listeners. This is Foresight on IRIB English Radio. Now, in explaining the true nature of prayer, Imam Ali al-Ridha further comments, in order for you to be a part of the manifestation of Allah's authority on this earth, you must pledge complete submission, bondage, servitude to the Lord of the worlds. You must manifest all this in your behavior, in general, by remembering Allah at all times and seeking His will, and specifically by performing the ritual acts of worship, for example, giving alms, fasting, praying, etc. Now, dear listeners, scholars have noted that if a man does not fulfill the conditions of this act of prayer, he defies Allah, becoming a rebel and a devil. For man to climb higher in the realm of existence, he must lower himself before Allah. And the more he lowers himself before Allah, the higher he reaches in the realm of existence. Now, in advising Abu Dharr, one of the strongest and best companions of the Holy Prophet Muhammad, where the Prophet Muhammad said, there is no one more truthful than Abu Dharr, he says, the Holy Prophet, O Abu Dharr, Allah, glorious is His praise, has made the pleasure of my eye in daily prayers, and has made me love prayer like food is made lovable to the hungry, and water is made lovable to the thirsty. And surely while the hungry one, when he eats, is satiated, and the thirsty one, when he drinks, he is quenched, I am not satiated from prayer. Thank you very much, dear listeners, for listening to this episode of Foresight. Don't forget to visit our website at parstoday.com. Until another episode and another great tip, fi amanillah, and God bless you all. سبحانه ما أعظم والملك لا شريك له لبيك إن الحمد لك والعز لا شريك له الله لا إله إلا هو